DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hello and welcome to Saffron Honey Chai. Today, I'm going to get a little vulnerable here. Like, I'm going to share a little bit off of my heart. So I was going through my, this day, blah, 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 you know, like my throwbacks on TikTok. And it showed me a video I made literally 4+ years ago now, like 4-ish years ago. And I was talking about workplace drama. I was like, oh my God, I wish I could know more about this workplace's drama. There's no way I shouldn't know about that drama. Like, I want it. Because, you know, it's so stressful when your workplace has drama, which is where I'm at now. But when someone else's workplace has drama, you can get the secondary tea. It's like, it feels fantastic. And what brought that about was this man, because I would go to get my coffee. Well, not coffee, please. I would go to get my matcha every morning. And this man, he would start to chat with me a little bit, you know, oh, how you doing, da-da-da. But slowly, as time passed, he just started to tell me stuff. And I'm like, why are you telling me this stuff, sir? I fear this may not be my business. You must involve me in coffee house drama. What is this? But he would be telling me about how much he hated his boss and how she was like literally evil. And I was like, oh, she's evil? Mind you, the woman is 5 feet away. It's like, oh. He's like, but you know, only folk know. Oh, okay. All right, sir. And I will move on with my day. But he would give me just enough of the tea that I would want to know more. But little did I know that this man was going to low-key change my life, question mark? Because why did him one day having his cranky ramblings about his like boss that pisses him off turn into not just one 4-year plus friendship, but brought me into a whole world of love and kindness and friendship? Oh my God. I never anticipated when I was just sitting there thirsty for drama because I was really bored at work. I had a job that I loved. I was good at it, but I was so bored. I was bored to death. I was like, oh my God, I cannot do another day of this. Because I would get my paperwork, I would do all my paperwork, I would burn through this paperwork. When I tell you, I don't even know if anyone could do paperwork like me the way I was doing it, because there was a certain specific task sequence that I had to do. And I would get in with my coffee, not coffee, but you know, my matcha. I would start, I'd be like, okay, it's 10:05, okay, let's go. I would get up again at 12:15, and I would have done over 100 files in the sequence. And I would that would just be my appetizer. And God forbid it be a Monday. Oh no, if it's a Monday, I'm burning through that shit. It's done, it's over, it's finished. I fear we cannot help you because just, but it was just me and the papers, occasionally talking to clients to make sure that they're getting everything they need done. But I was bored. So I talked to this guy in the morning, chat to his coworkers occasionally, and then I would be getting my workplace drama through them because I didn't really have workplace drama because we was just showing up to work and doing our jobs. Like, you know, could you imagine? Just show up and do your job. And I would go and I would get my matcha and then I would get my tea on the side. And he always had tea for me on the side. I was like, oh, we got hot goss? But you know, you can't tell a man, oh, it's hot goss? Because they're like, a man, I don't gossip. But it was gossip. And I was living for it. And then, you know, he brought me in. Everyone started to be real happy to see me. I was like, wow, this is what it feels like to be a regular. So now, 4+ years in, I'm a regular. I know people's kids now. Why do I know people's kids? Why have I held babies? Why do I have wedding invitations waiting in the wings? Off of casually chatting to someone someday because I was bored and he was cranky, and now I have a dear friend for life. We never understand what we do in our lives and how deeply it can impact others. Because to him, he was just talking. He was just, you know, chatting. He's a social person. And for me, he was giving me what no one else could. He was giving me that that social context drama that everyone craves, because everyone hates when their workplace is stressful, but they do love to hear about like conflict, because it helps our brain, at least in my opinion, I feel it helps our brain improve the way we solve our own problems. We look at how other people do things, we make our criticisms, and then we improve. And through that, I was able to think in a different way. So when I was running into issues, I was solving them. And it was right around the time when I decided to be more social, because 5 years ago, even four years ago, I would have never made a podcast. I would have never made a podcast. I would have never come over to this place I'm in right now and be like, oh, is it possible for me to get studio time so I can make a podcast? I would have never done that. But through the magic of quote unquote putting myself out there, I eventually got comfortable enough to do this. And it really came all from this man and from my aunt. Because my aunt, oh my God, she is the most social person in the world. She is so social that if she goes to the grocery store, she's not leaving for an hour and a half, because she's talking to everybody at the deli counter. Oh, hey, how are you? How are the kids? Oh my God, it's graduation season, right? Congratulations to them. Oh, and then she's looking at photos. She's hugging people. She's kissing people. Oh my God, you came back to work. I heard you were sick for a while. Wow, it was so good to see you. Look at you. You look so good. You gained a little weight. You look healthy. Oh, you lost a little weight. You look healthy. Like, really, like, social butterfly to the max. And I saw that and I was like, wait a minute. I kind of like that, because I won't say I'm shy. I wouldn't say I'm shy, but I'm a bit reserved. So in my daily life, I'm a bit reserved until I get comfortable with you. The people who already know me, they're like, reserved? What? After what you just said 10 seconds ago? Shh. You're in the inner circle. You get to know. They don't. So putting myself out there and like, not expanding the inner circle, but expanding my comfort with the outer circle that is the rest of the world, was extremely hard. So I was like, well, I'll start with the coffee shop and we'll go from there, because I was really nervous, because, you know, if we all do our math together, 4 to 5 years ago was lockdown. It was COVID time. And around 4 years ago, that was when restrictions started lighting up after we were all trapped inside for a year, like prisoners. Thoughts and prayers to all the medical staff who were definitely forced to be outside, and the grocery store workers who were frontline workers, but were still barely making $20 an hour. You actually are entitled to financial compensation. I haven't seen those videos yet saying if you are a grocery store worker in any major grocery store that you are entitled to financial compensation, but you are, because you're a frontline worker. Because why was your life in danger to bag groceries in handbag change? I'm thinking about the coin shortage now, but we have to move on. But I said, okay, this is going to be my little easy way in, by just talking to staff, because I was real rusty on the communication thing, because all I was doing during lockdown was scrolling through TikTok for 8 hours a day. eating whatever concoctions my mom was coming up with, because she started getting into her little, like, since she was the main shopper, she was getting into all the recipe eras. And I was making my own matchas for 10 times a day, but I was tired of making matcha. Like, was my bag of matcha lasting a really long time? Yes. I was drinking 4 or 5 matchas a day. I did the fluffy coffee 6 times a day. I was tired of being over-caffeinated and making drinks all day. So I said, okay, I'm going to have someone else make my drink. And I started talking to people, started chatting to people, going out to the stores to get my walks in, because, you know, we was all sedentary for the most part, except for those of you who were the ultra warriors. Some of y'all had all that spare time and said, oh, let me start running marathons and around my neighborhood. I could do 15 miles a day. And y'all did that. And that's incredible for you. That wasn't me. I was laying down writing all day long, writing, watching TikToks, and making matcha and fluffy coffee all day. So I was not doing all that. So this was my way in. So I started talking to people. Hey, how you doing? Everything's good? Okay, thanks. Bye. And, you know, everyone's like, oh, yeah, you know, if you want to make sure your order always gets to your table right, you got to make sure you bring a woman with you. I was just taking my order if it was wrong. I was just taking it. I was like, yeah, it's fine. I'll just take it. But then I just slowly started being like, actually, this is wrong. Something's wrong with this. And just being a little more confident, because I was getting my encouragement from the feedback I was getting, you know. I was coming in, oh, hey, how you doing? It's you again. Oh, hey, how you doing? It's you again. And then I felt good. I felt ready. So I went from only talking to my 4 people who live with me to talking to other people. And then I got my wings, like the wind beneath my wings. And I started to sort of float through the world a little differently. I was more social. I was more happy. People were like, wow, you know, she's really blossoming now. She's really glowing. And that felt super, I don't know, it felt great. Because what do you mean, you know, after my 2 years of misery inside doing nothing, oh my God, doing nothing is crazy. I just realized I was doing school too. I got a degree during lockdown. Oh, okay. Doing things that I wasn't even seeing the importance of clearly. And then now I'm out here working hard on being more social, getting more animated with life, doing what I have to do to be happy and to feel alive. And it was great. 10 out of 10. Would recommend. Because I wasn't seeing the importance, but I started talking to other people who helped show me the importance. I made a lot of new friends just off of this one guy. I'm not even gonna hold you. It was literally off of this one guy. And it was his birthday the other day. And, you know, I wished him a happy birthday. But, like, we never know, like, how to say to people, oh, my God, did you know you changed my life? Like, because I know the way I'm saying it right now, it just sounds like he just gave you gossip. But no, he gave me a connection. He gave me this feeling of community all by himself. And it really showed me what I didn't realize my aunt was already showing me. Because I was like, oh, she's just a social butterfly. She goes around, she says this, she does this, people love her. But she's building community. And he was building community too. But I didn't realize what she was doing until I saw the way he did it, because he did it in a very short way. I could have followed him out for 2.5 hours in a grocery store. And she didn't drag me around for 2.5 hours either. But yeah. So he was showing me in like little short bursts, like, this is how you do community. This is how you encourage the people. This is how you make sure people see their value. Even though we weren't close at the beginning, I didn't know anything about this man. I just knew he hated his boss and he was working just because he wanted to. That was all I knew. I was like, oh yeah, you here for fun. I could tell, because you can always tell who's there for fun and who's there because, like, they'll starve to death if they're not working. This man was there for fun. And now that I've seen and was able to use these 2 case studies, now I'm able to do something like this podcast, where I sit down and I talk in a room that's actually never empty, okay? It's always has me and at least two other people. And I'm talking to these people, but... Hey, y'all. And I'm talking to these people, but y'all can't see them. And I never thought I could do this. Like, I would say, like, oh, yeah, that would be a good podcast idea. And I just would never do it. I would say, oh, yeah, one day. And then the day came. And it came because I had good examples in my life of how to put yourself out there, how to just go with the flow and make your own way in the world socially. And right now, oh my gosh, you don't even know what you could be doing in someone's life. That man just thought he was talking to a stranger. Or, well, actually, I don't exactly know what he was thinking, but he's like, oh, I'm talking to somebody. We chatting. It's fine. He didn't know that he was laying down groundwork for me to become more confident, more involved in the world, more active in my community. He didn't know that that was what he was doing, but it is. And then I got to share like a lot of my thoughts and ideas and hobbies with him. And he started to understand more of what I hadn't even understood about myself. So now when he introduces me to people, he's like, oh yeah, this is Venus. She knows this, she knows that. And, you know, she has a great mind for medicine because I'm really into holistic medicine and herbals and healing yourself with what is already in nature. So I just lay that out. Anytime I meet somebody that he introduces me to, and I'm like, yeah, you know, and you know this food all around you? Look up foraging. Check it out. And it's so nice to now have this person in my life that I like really love and appreciate and who has so much value. So thank you. Thank you so much. You'll probably watch this because I did send you the links. I don't want to say your name because like I feel like you're relatively private, but thank you so much for literally everything. You changed my life. In some ways you saved my life, and Just thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being who you are, the way that you are. And thank you for showing me like how easy and comfortable it can be just to be yourself and to not do anything just to make others comfortable. I love the way you move through the world. I love the way you've taught me to move through the world. Thank you so much. And to everyone else, Please just understand that even though you are just one person, your ripple effect is torrential. It is not just a single raindrop. It is like a rainstorm. You think, oh, I'm just a little ball of dew on a leaf outside in the morning. But no, you are the tornado that tears up someone's pool and you don't even know it. And I mean that in a good way. You are someone who people are excited to see. You are someone who improves silence. You are someone that people are excited to see that adds value to this world just by being you. Nothing else. So understand that, and understand that if you're in someone's life right now, you're probably doing something to change it. You're probably making their life a lot better, a lot brighter, and you don't even realize it. So live in that knowledge. Live in that knowledge that you are doing something good in this world just by being yourself. Live in that knowledge, love in that knowledge, and hold yourself in that knowledge. That knowledge that not only do I belong on this world, but this world is better for having me in it. And just move through there. Listen to the people in your life as they tell you who they are and who they see you as, and just how magnificent you are in their eyes. And if you have people, you don't have anyone in your life that tells you, oh, you're good,
you do good things, there's nice things about you, look for new people. Look for new people. There's always somebody else. There's 8 billion people on this planet. You might have to learn another language to be the person you need, but there's always new people out there. And thank you so much for listening. It's been a pleasure. I'll see y'all next week. Thanks for tuning in to Saffron Honey Chai.